Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about hurdles one faced while setting up a construction company. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Starting up any new business is a tough task. It becomes tougher for the ones who do not have much or any experience in handling the business, thus making the entire process extremely painful. In addition to this, it becomes arduous to keep the present business running as there are chances of facing serious ups and downs in every phase and leap that you take. Like any other business, setting up a construction company is filled with the risk and hard work. You also need to foresight it. You need to be foresight it and got to assume things are appropriately so that if you see a threat, you can counter it in advance. Hurdles are plenty in the construction industry. However, also gives you the ray of hope, which is more than enough to sustain in a dramatic industry like this. So the crux of the matter is, how well can you adapt to the ever-changing phenomenon of this industry, and how quickly you can recognize the internals as well as the external threats that may destroy your dream of owning a construction company or business. Number one, legal concerns. While setting up a company, there are a lot of legal formalities that one needs to complete, without which it will not be possible to run a business in the United States. The legal formalities can be lengthy at times, and therefore you need to know the right way to get the work done at a shorter possible time. You might want to take help of an attorney who will guide you with every step and get things done for you. Getting sanctions from the government may not be a huge hurdle, but it is definitely takes some time of yours to get you started. Next, setting up an office and a small team. Once you have received the sanctions, the next step will be to set up an office and also have a small team in place. You got to hunt down for a place that you can use it as your office and also recruit men and women who have worked in the construction industry. If you have a little experience in this domain, you will be able to pick the right guys or gals. But if you are a newbie, then things might get really complicated. Next, buying heavy equipment. In order to get a small project, you need to have a couple pieces of heavy equipment. Now that you have a choice of either buying them or taking it on rent. If you buy them, then you'll have to shell out a chunk of money. But if you take it on rent, you need to ensure that you are having significant reserves every month to pay the rental amount to a rental company like us, B&R Equipment. Other than this, buying the right machine is always a challenge, especially if you're going for the second-hand ones. And finally, running your office. You got to pay salary to your team and also meet the office expense that will recur month after month. This means that you got to have ample reserves in hand, and it will be noted that you do not get a project the next day you set up your office. It takes a lot of time to get some work over time. It takes time. So maintain your business to become a big hurdle and get the job done. And if you got any questions on this, you know, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.